Hello, Patriots. Welcome to the Patriots Until Death podcast. All right. So, we're going to start out with our normal, which will be recognizing hashtag 22 until none, helping prevent veteran suicide, and just in general, getting the veterans the help that they need for PTSD or any of the other ailments that they have while they're getting out of the military. However, specifically concentrated until 22 until none, which is 18 to 22 veterans a day commit suicide, unfortunately. And that happens due to war. That happens due to other circumstances that happen while they're in. They become depressed or they have PTSD. I got these sets of shirts right here. And a portion of it will be going to help prevent veteran suicide. And it will be going to a nonprofit. I have not picked the exact nonprofit yet. I'm still working on that. I want to find the best one. I have mentioned, you know, some other ones where you can go and buy shirts from other places as well. It's like Till Valhalla Project. You know, I just want to get the information out there and get people help. To start out this episode, though, I have Veteran Crisis Line. I'll also be putting the link in the description below for this. Veteran Crisis Line. If you are currently suicidal and you are a veteran, or you know a veteran that is suicidal, you can get them help through crisis support through the VA. Dial 988, then press 1. Dial 988, and then press 1. And then also you can text as well, which is 838-255. Text 838-255. So you can get the veterans their help. So the shirts. This isn't really something that I'm going to be making profit off of. I'm going to be donating a portion of it, but I'm going to keep the other half of the profit so I can roll it into getting more shirts and coming up with new designs. My plan is when I retire, keep this going, coming up with new designs. And once it gets to a point where I have enough followers and I have people that are purchasing this stuff, I'll be giving approximately about 50% of the profits away to be able to help veterans and donate to nonprofits. All right, so let's move on. So starting out today, I want to have a feel good. Okay, but we're only going to go over one thing today, and it may only take 10 to 15 minutes. Okay, but there's a really good story that came out of I don't really want to say good story. It is a story that came out about a petty officer out there that was flying, or that is a rescue swimmer, okay? But prior to that, I would like to put my sponsor up. This episode is sponsored by Alliance Printing Associates Incorporated. What is Alliance Printing Associates Incorporated? Alliance Printing Associates Incorporated will fill all of your promotional and printing needs to include apparel, glassware, banners, canopies, lanyards, keychains, paper products, and pens, and so much more. Visit www.apabrandu.com. That's www.apabrandu.com to view the other products they provide. Then email Brand Ambassador Sarah at apabrandu.com to speak about pricing and delivery. That's Sarah at apabrandu.com. And that's actually my sister. She sponsored the t-shirts, and so I could get started in trying to get some donations. And if you are interested in a t-shirt, just let me know. You can contact me at patriotsuntildeath@gmail.com, patriotsuntildeath@gmail.com. I'm also on Instagram as well and on X. You can contact me at both those places. I don't have a lot of size, or I have larges right now, and I have larges going down to small right now, in both red and black colors, all right? So, starting out. So, we're only going over one thing today, and then we'll close up, okay? It's this absolute freaking badass petty officer that is in the U.S. Coast Guard. So, Petty Officer Raskin, freaking giant cojones of steel. Okay, his first time going out and rescuing people, he rescues 165 personnel and is responsible for over 200 personnel making it out alive. So this guy gets in his helicopter as a rescue swimmer. He's not flying. He's, you know, a passenger as a rescue swimmer. There's a crew, and they fly through and weather, are weathering the storm, okay, in Texas. The storm's beating the crap out of them. They're having a hard time getting to where they need to get to at Camp Mystic. As everybody knows already, Camp Mystic was hit pretty hard. 30 children passed away and died during the floods, and a portion of those were from Camp Mystic. However, a good portion of them, around 200 people, a mixture of camp counselors and the girls, survived, and they survived directly because of him, okay? They flew in, they weathered this storm, and also the crew, but specifically him, weathered the storm. They get in there and they land, and then they land, and he realizes, holy crap, I can't get everybody out of here on one helicopter. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to volunteer, and I'm going to get out of the helicopter so that we can save weight and we can get two or three more girls onto the helicopter. So he waits there and starts triage on the ground, okay? And he's in charge of triage. So he's treating these girls, and he's, while they're flying out and flying back, and meanwhile, it's pouring rain. Everybody's devastated. The girls are crying. Everybody's freaking out. He manages to start to calm them down. He's taking care of their wounds, hypothermia, and any other issues that they have, and in the small area, okay? So he hangs out with these girls, or he basically takes care of them for the next couple of hours, to include the camp counselors and other people that actually were able to save a good portion of these girls at this camp. So this guy, with his absolute courage, is an absolute stellar human being, okay? And he doesn't come out and say, yeah, I'm a hero. What this guy says, okay, Petty Officer Raskin, his first name's Scott, by the way, and he's a third class. I've been in the U.S. Navy for 19 and a half years. I'm a first class, okay? I'm an E6. He is currently a E4, which is a third class. It's the same rank structure as the Navy, vice the Coast Guard, okay? So Petty Officer Raskin is interviewed, and he tells the interviewers, and I believe one of them was CNN, he was asked how and why he did so well. He said, I really just relied on the training we get. Coast Guard rescue swimmers get some of the highest level training in the world. That was one of his comments. He just relied on his training, and they do get some of the best training in the world. So in the process of that, that training does kick in, and he's able to triage all these people. And he was one of the only rescue swimmers and the only people there qualified to do triage. So he's in there taking care of all these people for a good portion of the day until he was able to get some help in there to relieve him. So at this point, he's helping save 165 people. And then on top of that, he helped save 230 flood victims total. Okay, and he triaged all of them and helped them get the care that they needed. Also, and I quote, he said he saw a huge crowd of kids at Camp Mystic. It said, cool, that is where we are going first. So he was looking out of the side of the helicopter. He saw this big, huge group of people and said, that's where we're going first. We're going down there to help them out, and we're going to help save them. And that's exactly what they did. And kudos to him for recognizing the major portion of the issue. And he went down there and he actually helped serve those people. So another later statement, okay, because there was multiple statements throughout the time, he then says, I'm just a guy. Anyone can do this. If they raise their right hand, Raskin said in an interview with CNN. So he said, I'm just a guy. Anyone can do this if they just raise their right hand. That's some humility, you know? And to be honest with you, not everybody can do that. Their training is incredibly difficult. They can try, and hopefully they succeed, but it takes a special type of person to be selfless and to go out there and do that. Absolute cojones of steel, man. And I want him to know that it takes some intestinal fortitude to be able to know that you could possibly die in this situation and you're not going to back down, and you're going to go in there and you're going to do your job, and you're going to do your job correctly, and you're going to do your job to the best of your ability. It's absolutely stellar. I hope maybe one day I get to meet this guy. I hope he makes second class. I hope he makes first class. I hope he makes chief. I hope he makes an entire career of it. Or if he decides to get out of the military because he's done doing what he's been doing, I hope he's incredibly successful, because it really does take a lot for somebody to be able to go in there and just risk it all to be able to help other people. And, you know, that's what I strive to be able to do. I do things in my life to try to help other people. And it kind of hits home a little bit. It helps me think like, man, you know, I really hope I can be, I live up to that type of standard every day. So that's pretty much it for the episode. I didn't want to go into something long, drawn out. I didn't really want to muff that up with a whole bunch of other stuff that's been happening in life. I really just wanted this tragedy and you to be able to see the silver lining in this tragedy. That there are people that go out there and they put their life on the line to help other people, and that person, Petty Officer Raskin, went out there and he absolutely killed it. And he did exactly what he needed to do. Unfortunately, they weren't able to save everybody, but he was able to save a lot of those girls that were there, and he was able to save a lot of the camp counselors. And I was also reading some other things in the media about camp counselors as well that went out there, and they were pulling girls out of the water. They were trying to help the other girls get them up onto the land. And you know, just overall, there was a lot of heroism that day. When the warning system should have been a little bit, or should have been better, and there shouldn't have been all these issues. However, the heroism that came out of this is absolutely awesome. Sorry, I'm getting a little jacked up here. I just want every single one of those people to know that our hearts and prayers are with you, and we are praying for you right now, and I am praying for you right now. And I am so sorry that there's people out there that lost family members. And hopefully this tragedy turns into making the system better that is in that valley and in that area, so that this doesn't ever happen again. All right. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it for coming out. Again, if you are having a hard time, get help. Talk to people. Okay. And if for some reason you are thinking about committing suicide, dial 988, then press 1. Dial 988, then press 1, and get yourself some help. Because this place here is better with you, not without you. I don't want to hear that you lost the war, all right? I want to hear that you beat it, and I want to hear that you are doing better. And maybe, hopefully, one day, if someone is having an issue and you're able to beat it, let me know on the page. Let me know in the email, and I'll tell your story on the podcast. And I'll let people know that it is possible to beat depression and PTSD, which I know it is, but other people sometimes need to hear the stories, and it'll help them fight knowing that there is an end, you know, that it doesn't last forever, that people are there for you and people do love you and care about you, okay? Also, at the end, shirts, donations, as you saw at the very beginning of the episode, and I will link all that stuff in the description below. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Bing bong. Get gone.